Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang. I'm continuing a series of podcasts that take an exclusive interview that Jennifer LeClaire, our senior news editor, and I had with Texas Senator Ted Cruz. You may know that I have personally endorsed him for President of the United States. We decided to take the 30-minute interview and to break it into several different podcasts. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor to find out what Senator Cruz says the United States will look like in 2020 after 4 years of a Cruz presidency.
I want to talk to you on behalf of a great client to support this podcast and many of our other podcasts, and I so appreciate Peter Aiello, who has a great book called Hidden Treasure, and he's willing to send that book out to you today, totally free, hiddentreasure.website. And I recommend you do that, not just because they're a sponsor, but because they answer some great questions that he addresses unconditional trust in Christ and how it's missing in the practices of many ministries. Many times it doesn't even go beyond our own mental imagery. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and not to lean on our own understanding. And that's obviously from Proverbs 3:5. And Isaiah 55:8-9 tells us that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We got to get beyond our own thoughts when we unconditionally trust in God. Would you go visit that website now, hiddentreasure.website? And my thanks go out to Peter Aiello and his great book, Hidden Treasure. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to the Strang Report. I hope you listened to our other Strang Report in which we asked Senator Cruz why he wanted to be president and what he thinks is the greatest single challenge our nation faces. The next question I asked was, Senator Cruz, under your leadership, what do you think the United States will look like in either 2020 or 2024? Here's what he had to say.
I believe we can and will once again achieve incredible economic growth. And economic growth is foundational to every other challenge we've got, whether it's turning around unemployment, whether it is turning around our national debt, whether it is rebuilding our military and keeping us safe, whether it is reforming and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. With growth, we can do all of that. Without growth, we can't do any of it. We have a model for how to fix these problems. The last time the country faced this same level of crisis was the late 1970s. Where we had economic stagnation at home, and we had weakness and appeasement abroad. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us there's nothing new under the sun, and I believe the parallels between Barack Obama and Jimmy Carter are uncanny. Mm-hmm. The same failed economic policies, the same misery, stagnation and malaise, the same feckless and naive foreign policy. And the reason that analogy gives me so much hope and optimism is that we know what happened in the late 70s, which is that millions of men and women came together and became the Reagan Revolution. And it was a grassroots movement. It came from the people, and it turned the country around. And if you look, historically, our economy has grown on average 3.3% a year since World War II. From 2008 till today, the economy has grown just 1.2% a year on average. We've been trapped in the Obama stagnation. Prior to that, the last four-year period where the economy grew less than 1% a year on average was 1978 to 1982, coming out of the Jimmy Carter administration. And if you look at what Reagan did when he came in 1981, domestically he pursued two major things, tax reform and regulatory reform. He dramatically lessened the burden, the complexity of the tax code, and he pulled back the regulators that were crushing small businesses and job creators. And the result was extraordinary economic growth. By the fourth year of Reagan's presidency, the economy was growing 7.2% a year. That economic growth, in turn, provided the resources to rebuild the military and win the Cold War. It lifted millions out of poverty and into prosperity. Likewise, after 4 or 8 years in office, I believe we can achieve 5% economic growth year after year after year consistently. And we can do that through using the same levers that have worked over and over again. By the way, JFK campaigned on 5% economic growth and achieved 5% economic growth during his presidency, something modern-day Democrats have utterly forgotten about. And he did so using the exact same tools Reagan did, tax reform and regulatory reform. It's why I'm campaigning on a simple flat tax, a 10% personal flat tax that every American can fill out their taxes on a postcard, and we can abolish the IRS, and a 16% business flat tax, and that funds the entirety of the federal government. It eliminates the corporate income tax, it eliminates the death tax, it eliminates the payroll tax, it eliminates the Obamacare taxes, and it will unchain incredible economic growth. And then secondly, the second major legislative initiative that I'm campaigning on is repealing every word of Obamacare. Obamacare is the biggest job killer in our economy. Those two together will allow small businesses, which have been hammered for the last 7 years, to do what they do best, which is grow and create jobs. Two-thirds of all new jobs in our economy come from small businesses. That will be one of the central features. A second element is defending our constitutional rights, and it has been heartbreaking to see the federal government assaulting the Bill of Rights almost one at a time, coming after our free speech, coming after our religious liberty. The threats to religious liberty have never been greater. We have never seen an administration with greater antipathy to faith and to Christians in particular. That will change the day I'm elected. Indeed, I've pledged on day one, if I'm elected, to do 5 things. Number one, to rescind every single illegal and unconstitutional executive action taken by President Obama. Number two, to instruct the U.S. Department of Justice to open an investigation into Planned Parenthood and these horrible videos, and to prosecute any and all criminal violations by that organization. Number three, I intend to instruct the Department of Justice and the IRS and every other federal agency that the persecution of religious liberty ends that day. Number four, I intend to rip to shreds this catastrophic Iranian nuclear deal. The threat of a nuclear Iran is the greatest national security threat facing America. And the fifth thing I intend to do on the first day in office is begin the process of moving the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, the once and eternal capital of Israel. And with real leadership, this country can turn around. Our values are strong. It is our leadership that is at war with the American people and trying daily, in hand in hand with the mainstream media, to undermine our values.
Welcome back. I can tell you that in the live interview with Senator Cruz, I got really excited when he outlined what he would do on day one of a Cruz presidency, which interestingly is only a year away. Can you believe it? I hope that you'll share this podcast with your friends and encourage them to support Senator Cruz as I am. I believe our nation needs to be turned around. I've been writing about it. We've been doing podcasts about it. And that's why we wanted to share with you these interviews, exclusive interviews with Senator Ted Cruz. In our next podcast with Senator Ted Cruz, we ask some questions about spirituality, because really, Charisma Magazine is spiritual, not political. So we're interested in how his worldview was shaped by his father, who is also a pastor. You'll want to hear what he has to say. Thank you for being with us on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Peter Aiello and his website, hiddentreasure.website. Thank you, Peter, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.